Hey everyone, welcome back to Girl Talk Our Way. Today we're here with
Jenna,
Lexi,
and Melody, and we're going to be talking to you all about women and their role in World War II.
So women before World War II typically worked as communication specialists, nurses, and they were never really part of the defense part of war, but they did not receive medical care or housing as soldiers did. They weren't eligible for disability post-war. They also did not receive decorations, so there were clearly many restrictions.
That's too bad. However, at one point in 1941, Congresswoman Edith Norse Rogers, she was from Massachusetts, she met with General George C. Marshall. And what they talked about was the creation of the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. And this would create new opportunities for women in the war. So instead of having a more behind the scenes role of being nurses and communication specialists, they would be able to do things like piloting. They would also have roles like doing baking and culinary stuff, along with opportunities to work as clerks and all those types of things. So here we have a little clip of Eleanor Roosevelt, and she's calling women to the war, along with explaining the importance of training women for war so that they can do what they can to help out and be of help to everyone in the war.
At the present time, it is of paramount importance that the women and girls of our country be given training so that they may do their share in the war emergency. How this training is given and who does it is of great interest to us all.
Yeah. And along with this, being that she was calling women to the war and saying how they had to be trained, they also did other things like in science and stuff like that.
So Eleanor Roosevelt actually wrote a short propaganda film spoken by Katharine Hepburn, and we will be playing a little clip of that.
Women trained in science are testing and observing and working to discover new ways to meet this threat. Other women, skilled and unskilled, are asking, what can I do to help? This film will show what women are doing and what they can do. Every woman has an important place in the National Defense Program, in science, in industry, and in the home.
Yeah, so all that's interesting to hear how women were making advancements and suddenly being recognized as people that could study science and be helpful in that way. So that was really great. So now they were all in the WAC, the Women's Army Corps, acting as pilots and railroad workers and everything like that. So then we also have an interview from someone who was in the WAC, talking about her experience with some of her leaders. She had some good ones, but there was a bad one. And we're going to have Jenna read that, just so that you can hear what kind of experiences that they went through.
Okay, so this woman's name is Vivian Abelon, and she was part of the WAC during World War II. So she says, I had all nice officers, but the very first one made me feel I really had made a mistake. She was court-martialed after she was through with my group because she was so hard on us. I had to have a root canal done, and then they didn't do it like now. They had to cut the gum and whatnot, and I went about for hours at the dentist, and when I came back, she had me marching the fields for 4 hours, and she shaved the girl's hair up the back, and she finally got court-martialed because that wasn't the way to be treating us and have enough to feel the service. That was bad.
Yeah, so it's great to hear that experience, and even though it wasn't a good one and it was kind of upsetting for her, she did have some great leaders as well. So, after the war, there's a lot of good information there to know. So, Jenna.
So, after the war, women started to be a more prominent force within society as compared to before the war and even after they got the right to vote. So by the end of the war, they had 32% of women working and half of them were married. However, men believed that if women were married, they should not be part of the war, and men were trying to take women down, as in comparison to today. We still have issues with that. And this was the first time that women were not restricted to traditional jobs, unlike before, for example, nursing and everything like that. And by 1945, 5 million women entered the workforce, and they still received less pay, which still comes up even in today's society. And by 1943, the aircraft industry was mostly women. And some inspiration for women in the workforce was Rosie the Riveter, who showed that women can be strong and join the war.
So thank you for listening to Girl Talk Our Way. We hope you learned something new, because we definitely enjoyed sharing this information with you. So awesome. Have a great day.